Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. When it comes to honoring the arts in Texas, there's no greater recognition than being selected for the Texas Medal of the Arts Award. The selection happens once every 2 years and looks across the state to spotlight those who have achieved greatness through their creative talents. This year, two San Antonians are being recognized: Scott Pelley, the anchor of the CBS Evening News, and John Philip Santos, author and documentary filmmaker. We're joined by John Philip Santos here on the line. Also with us in the studio, Guillermo Nicolás, co-chair of the Texas Medal of the Arts, and Jennifer Ransom Rice, executive director of the Texas Cultural Trust. And our phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. If you got a question or a comment about the people who are receiving these awards, the number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. And so, John Philip Santos, congratulations off the top. Congratulations on receiving this very prestigious award. And what was your reaction when you heard that you were a recipient?
Thanks so much, Dave. Well, I was frankly gobsmacked. I was taken by surprise. And I was on a trip, and actually the letter had gone to an address that we no longer lived at, hadn't been forwarded to us. So I was unaware and sought out, and just incredibly delighted, honored, and humbled. So many friends and people that I highly esteem have received this recognition. So it was particularly humbling for me.
So two books you've written that have been very well-received and recognized, Places Left Unfinished at the Time of Creation, which was a finalist for the National Book Award, and The Farthest Home is in an Empire of Fire. These are books that, I mean, they're a lot of fun to read, I got to tell you.
Well, you know, they were both of those books, oddly, were in some large part, particularly the first entirely, but the second almost entirely written when I still lived in New York City. I lived there for 22 years, but I was always a Texas writer. I was always rooted in the compromiso with stories coming out of San Antonio, our origins in the epic of Mexico and our adoption into the United States. So, you know, uniquely we're a place that's rooted in the epic of Tenochtitlan and Plymouth Rock. And that story just always called to me, even in New York, and something that I see in so many other Texas artists grappling with those unique aspects of what it is to make art out of a Texas framework.
So Jennifer Ransom Rice, executive director of the Texas Cultural Trust, how do y'all go about selecting who it will be an honoree?
Well, it is a daunting task and not an enviable one. I always say that Texas is a breeding ground for creativity, and so the options and you know, possibilities are limitless every year when we come together. I always love to tell the story about Jossie Strauss, who founded our event, and the first year, the first class of honorees, it was Willie Nelson and Van Cliburn and Debbie Allen and a whole slew of amazing legendary people in the arts who happened to be all from Texas. And she said, oh my goodness, we're going to run out of people to honor at this rate. And not only have we not run out of people to honor, but the list grows day by day.
Did Debbie Reynolds ever get one? She's from El Paso.
She did not. Sadly, we were not able to honor her before she passed away. But yeah, we've missed out on quite a few.
There's
she
so
was
much.
One. Patrick Swayze, another. We were never able to honor him either. But the process is a long and arduous one, as Guillermo can attest to. It's a year plus in the making. We started last January with a public call for nominations. And we also keep a running list in the office of any Texas artists and musicians, writers, philanthropists who would qualify for the award. And the two criteria really are to have been born in Texas or had your major body of work in Texas.
So, John Philip, did you know that you were being considered?
I did not, Dave. So it was a serendipity and a gobsmacking surprise.
So Guillermo, you can attest, so tell us your testimony about how difficult it is to go through this process.
Well, it's the fun part is that there are a tremendous number of potential honorees. Plus, we put together about 30 different people from all over the state and all over the country to help us with the selection. So we have a really fun selection committee, And, you know, for example, this year we had Bob Lynch, who's the out of New York, who's the president of Americans for the Arts. We had Tina Brown, who's the founder of former Vanity Fair and the New Yorker editor and founder of the Daily Beast on our group, and a lot of other illustrious people from around the state. So that's kind of fun. But it's very difficult to whittle it down because there's literally a book that is probably 5 inches thick with people that could be honored in the various fields. And it really boils down to who's available, whittle it down to our top five favorite people. And then we keep voting until we get it even further down. And then a lot of it depends on who's available and who's still alive and who's willing to come and receive the award, because you cannot receive the award without being there.
You must be present to win.
And, yes. and so is part of the equation also how this person represents the Texas identity. It's not just they're an artist, you know, but if it's they're creating something that speaks to what it is to be of Texas.
I agree. I think it's very important to represent the vast variety of Texans in our lineup. And that's not always easy to do because, again, it depends on who's available and who's willing to come. And, of course, you're doing this a year in advance, and nobody really knows what they're going to be doing a year in advance or if they're even going to be alive. So, you know, you hope for the best. But as the, you know, I was the fool that raised his hand to co-chair this after such a spectacular chairwoman as Jean Jones and her daughter, Charlotte, who did an amazing job and really took the awards to another level. But I did it also because I thought it was really important to represent our city. I think we're on the cusp of so many great things, and we really are truly an amalgam of a city that is 300 years old. And for example, when we did the announcement of who we were going to honor, we picked the Tobin because, in my opinion, it is old San Antonio, and not super old San Antonio, but old San Antonio of the 20th century and the new 21st century San Antonio with the Tobin Center. And I think it's important to highlight our city to the rest of the state and to the nation because we love our Riverwalk and we love the Alamo, but we're so much more than that.
So, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you to tell me who else has been being honored here. But first, I want to ask our listeners if there is somebody that they think should be honored for a Texas Medal of the Arts Award, maybe someone who's been overlooked or someone that you want to boost. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Who do you think deserves this recognition? And so, Jennifer, tell me about who y'all did pick.
Well, please do call in and let us know. I've got my pen ready and I want to take notes. We have an amazing class this year. As Guillermo mentioned, we always like to try to have a group that is representative of the face of Texas. So we look at geographic diversity, gender diversity, racial diversity, and so forth. And we have an embarrassment of riches this year with the quality and level of excellence of these honorees. We have Chris Christopherson, Jacqueline Smith, Lynn Wyatt, Lauren Anderson, Yolanda Adams, John Paul and Eloise DeJoria of Paul Mitchell and Patron. We have the Dallas Black Dance Theater. We have Renee Elise Goldsberry, Tony Award-winning Broadway actress who just performed at the Super Bowl yesterday. We have the Tobin Endowment here in San Antonio as our foundation patron. Visual artist Leo Villarreal from El Paso. We have John, who's on the phone with us now. Scott Pelley, that you mentioned earlier, and our Lifetime Achievement honoree this year is Kenny Rogers.
That's quite the lineup. And people know entertainers, okay? You say, you know, Kenny Rogers, everyone, or Chris Christopherson, those names, they're just going to shoot right through. And
absolutely.
I know these names. Some of these names may not be so familiar to everyday folk.
Right. Absolutely. So it's a good mixture of household names and then people who maybe are not as well known, but we want to shine the spotlight on those folks because their contributions to our creative fabric are well worth recognizing. Yolanda Adams is a singer from Houston who has performed around the world. Beautiful voice. Lauren Anderson was the first African-American principal dancer for a major metropolitan dance.
She's ballet.
Yes, ballet. Absolutely. Houston Ballet. And, you know, she has come into her own a lot recently, or into the news a lot recently, because of the Misty Copeland popularity, the young woman, the African-American dancer who is with the New York Ballet. And Lauren preceded her far beyond, years ago, decades ago. And Lauren Anderson, in fact, was just in her toe shoes were just put in the Smithsonian in Washington. So it's pretty cool that we're getting her right now on the cusp of this sort of resurgence.
So one of the people you talk about honoring is Chris Christopherson from Brownsville. We're going to hear part of one of his big songs.
Take a ribbon from shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. Yes, I do. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies, celebrating the most successful art makers in Texas. That's what the Texas Medal of Arts Award does. They select those who have achieved greatness through their creative talents. We're hearing from one of the local honorees, John Philip Santos. He's been selected, and also Scott Pelly, born in San Antonio. I guess closely associated with Lubbock. He went to Texas Tech, and he's not shy about his support for those folks over there. But lots of other Texans who have done great things. And so John Philip Santos, something you share with the guy that was singing when we went to break, both Rhodes Scholars.
Yeah, Chris Christopherson was always a great role model for me. The idea that you could, in fact, I think the recognition, the medal is recognizing Chris's achievements in multimedia. He's my model in that he writes across genres and styles, and I hear he's a Blake scholar as well, so I'm very keen to engage him on that front. But you know, just a testimony to the diversity of voices coming out of this state and the way that we use our art to testify to the place that we come from.
When I talk to Texas songwriters, they all talk about Chris Christopherson and the doors that he opened for them in Nashville, that when he broke out as a songwriter and a performer, that he caused a crisis up there of this singer-songwriter sincerity movement, and that they went searching around, and that opened the doors for people like Guy Clark and yeah. And so many others that we know in here.
Yeah.
And
so, well, that's you know, I mean, mentoring and mentorship is key to advancing the arts anywhere here in Texas, you know, preeminently. I mean, for me, I would not have really undertaken the road that I got on if it hadn't been for meeting Naomi Shihab Nye when I was 14 years old. She was a poet in the schools and came to Churchill High School, and you know, we were on the way. So you know, you meet someone early in your life, another artist who inspires you to believe that you can actually commit a lifetime's work to being literary, to being a painter, to being a songwriter, singer. That's such a key part of it. And you know, I've really been extraordinarily impressed by the way that the Texas Cultural Trust advances the work of arts education in Texas. I think it's invaluable in terms of securing the role that arts play in transforming our communities.
So Jennifer Ransom Rice, you're the executive director of the Texas Cultural Trust. Can you talk about how you use this event to help young artists and foster there and nurture them?
Absolutely. Thank you, John. You couldn't have set that up better for me. Great segue. Arts education is a huge part of what we do. I always said the Texas Cultural Trust is we're statewide mission-driven advocacy organization, but our two main pillars are arts education and arts as an economic driver, and we really see those as a pipeline. You cannot have a prepared workforce for the creative 21st century workforce without having arts education and arts-based learning in schools. And so that's a huge part of what we do, from a curriculum to a chapter book, curriculum for high schoolers to a chapter book for grade school students, to this wonderful scholarship program that we get to administer in the years that we're not doing the Medal of Arts, called Young Masters. And this is a program that recognizes 8th through 11th grade artists across all genres and really gives them the boost they need to continue their artistic studies in whatever their chosen field is, and really opens so many doors to them. But I think the Medal of Arts is the biggest spotlight we have to shine on the arts and what they can do for Texas across the board, from education to the economy to advocacy and just as simple as quality of life. So this event, while it is a lot of fun and a lot of hard work to put together, the true benefit goes so far beyond just a big gala and a party. It is the Kennedy Center Honors for Texas. It is the Oscars for our state. But it also is our platform to get our message out about the importance of arts education and arts as an economic driver.
210-614-8980 if you want to recommend a favorite performer, artist, a creative or creative type, give us a call. And David has called in. And David, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to mention Tishy Nojosa. I believe she currently lives in the Austin area, but she's originally from the Rio Grande Valley, and she's a folk singer, sings in both English and Spanish. I have several of her records, probably her biggest record was called Destiny's Gate. I think it was on a major label, but some of the other ones she's been on has been Rounder Records, etc., in the area here. Very beautiful voice heard her with the San Antonio Symphony three or four or five years ago.
All right, David, and Jennifer is writing that down, so she's paying attention here.
I am, and I'm familiar with Tish's music. She's fantastic.
Another caller with a record.
I think she's originally from San Antonio, no?
I think so.
She was originally from San Antonio. Yeah.
All right, another caller with a recommendation, Christina. Christina, hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My suggestion is a local San Antonio playwright named Alicia Mena. She wrote, directed, and produced for the last 25 years in San Antonio an annual production of her play, Las Nuevas Tamaleras.
I'm very familiar with Alicia.
How do you know her?
We lived in the same building together downtown.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm her daughter.
Okay.
Anyway, so she was born in Brownsville, grew up there in the valley, moved to Houston when she was in high school, and moved to San Antonio 25 years ago because she really felt like the Hispanic arts scene there was where she needed to be, and she's been supporting or being part of the fabric of the culture there for 25 years, you know, producing that show on her own and in conjunction. We were at Jumpstart for a long time. We've mm-hmm. been at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center.
Yeah,
for
you were
a while.
You were at the Guadalupe for the Las Nuevas Tamaleras. And it's a great tradition. A lot of people see that every year. It's a wonderful play. Christina, thank you so much for your recommendations. So when you turn open the phones and say, who do y'all want honored, you're going to get suggestions from all types. And Guillermo, we were talking about this earlier about fostering the arts, and I know that is like a personal mission of yours. You're a successful businessman here in San Antonio, but you take a lot of time out to work with the Library Foundation and all other sorts of the Arts Commission, all sorts of things.
I do. I think, unfortunately, most people think I don't work and all I do is volunteer, but I think it's really important. It's something that I learned from my parents. They taught me the value of improving your community and giving back, not just of your money, but of your time. And my passion are the visual arts, the performing arts, all kinds of arts. And I think that people like Linda Pace, who started Art Pace, really put San Antonio on the map and did some great things for our city. And then women like Jossie Strauss, who not only started the Las Casas Foundation and saved the Majestic and the Empire Theater for our citizens, she goes off and then starts the Texas Cultural Trust.
She's also involved with the National Endowment of the Arts under the Reagan administration.
Very much so. So we have some really amazing people in the city. We have one of the best colonies of artists that I've ever known. I mean, I absolutely love living in this city with the creativity and the passion that we have with our arts community. Organizations like Blue Star, SAMA, the McNay, the Guadalupe, all of that is adds to our cultural value. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I wanted to chair this, is to kind of show that off.
Okay, another caller with a suggestion. Neiman is on the line. And Neiman, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to recommend a gentleman named Jennison. He's a local inventor, and he explored the creation of Jan Vermeer's works, and was in a recent movie called Tim's Vermeer, where he recreated one of the artist's works and discovered how he did it.
All right. Neiman, thank you so much for that suggestion. I'm going to look into that. That is all new to me, and that's what happens when you open the phones and say, tell us something. So how can people participate in this event? I mean, is this something that people can go to and do?
Absolutely. We have tickets on sale right now for the show only, $100.
This is quite a show, though.
It is quite a show. It is quite a show. We have Conspirare opening our show, which is a Grammy Award-winning choral group out of Austin, presented by South Texas Money Management right here in San Antonio. Jeannie Wyatt and her generosity has helped make that possible. We have performances by some of these young masters that I've mentioned to you, our young student performers, as well as many of our previous honorees are coming back. We have Vicky Carr right here in San Antonio, who's going to be back on stage, Ray Benson, and several others. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin brothers will be performing, and we may hear something out of these current honorees as well. But tickets are on sale right now on our website, texasmetalofarts.org.
And still waiting to hear whether or not Chris is going to
step
forward.
Yes, still working out those details.
You know, that's what makes it so interesting. You know, there is an air of spontaneity about the night, and you never know what you're going to get.
That's very true. Last year, we were fortunate enough to very unexpectedly wrap up the show with Jamie Foxx leading a big sing-along with all of our honorees on stage. So
Dan Rather is a former honoree, and he has a quote about how art, when art flourishes, economies flourish, and also a democracy and freedom flourishes. And so it's not just about art. It's about so many other things. Last comments, John Philip Santos, and congratulations again before we close out.
Thanks so much, Dave. Well, you know, it's inspiring that that we can take a moment to, as you just mentioned, to recognize the place that arts play in our society, but also, as Guillermo noted, this extraordinary outpouring of art from San Antonio. Sandra Cisneros has been recognized, my mentor Naomi Shihab Nye, Flaco and Santiago, Vicky Carr. So San Antonio is bringing the arts to the game. I'm really proud to be part of that legion.
All right. Thank you so much, John Philip Santos. Also with us, Guillermo Nicolás, the co-chair of the Texas Medal of the Arts, Jennifer Ransom Rice, executive director of the Texas Cultural Trust. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. My recommendation really quickly, Joe Nick Patowski as an author. He writes about Texas with a Texas voice like no other. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.